We're celebrating an anniversary here at WKAR, and we're giving you the birthday gift. WKAR-TV turns 63 years old this weekend, and on Monday, we're launching a new project, WKAR PBS Kids 24/7. It's just what it sounds like, children's programming around the clock. I spoke with Susie Elkins, our interim general manager and director of broadcasting services at Michigan State University. She tells me WKAR and MSU are working together to provide more opportunities for young children and their parents to watch educational TV together.
When kids co-view with their parents or caregivers, with an adult who can have a conversation with them and ask questions and just kind of have a general fun conversation around the programming they're watching, kids learn more, they gain more from that programming. And so we really want to provide as much opportunity for that to happen as possible. And research also shows that kids are watching a lot of television, and they're in particular co-viewing with family after dinner, right at the time when we move to primetime viewing and go away from our kids' programming on the main channel. And so this 24/7 channel really allows a greater viewing opportunity for kids and families.
Can you walk us through a bit of the experience children and families will see and feel and learn about?
Absolutely. The portion of it that we've been talking a lot about is the 24/7 channel, because that's launching on Monday. So we're really excited about that. But there's a lot more to it, and some of those components are interactive games online. There are all kinds of research videos that we've been creating with the faculty on campus. And so when you go to the WKAR family website, you'll see a schedule of the programs, of course, but you'll also see a video stream there. So you don't have to watch on the broadcast piece. You can watch online at any time, a 24/7 stream online. So the WKAR family brand is really the umbrella that is encompassing all of the educational work that we're doing here at WKAR.
You mentioned the MSU faculty videos. That series is aimed really at parents. What's the takeaway for them as they're trying to understand how this service can be valuable to their whole family?
Well, what we've tried to do with those research videos is really learn from our academic partners on campus, learn from the experts who have been studying really everything there is to know about kids, and taking that research and applying it in a way that is useful for parents. For instance, we've worked with Dr. Amy Parks in the College of Education, and she's studying connections between play and mathematics. In one of her videos, she's showing kids that are counting, and they're touching beans on the table, and then in 30 seconds, she's able to explain that when you play with your kids this way, and they actually touch the bean and say one, two, three, she talks about the mathematical connections happening in their brain. And parents do that all day long. I mean, the idea behind this is that we want to show them they're already doing these things, and here's the benefit.
We do have some areas in our community that are considered underserved when it comes to internet access, broadband technology. These can be low-income families, urban and rural. How does this project address their needs?
Core to our mission always has been to provide universal access to everyone, programming free, available to all. I think the statistic is over 54% of children don't have access to preschool, and research shows that if they're at least watching PBS Kids at home, if they're watching WKAR, their literacy skills are comparable to students that do have preschool opportunities. And so it's really important to be able to reach as many people as possible.
There's a big rollout of this service planned for Saturday right here at WKAR. What's involved on that day?
Oh, we're so excited about Saturday. It's going to be so much fun. The Cat in the Hat will be here reading and with kids, and we have Sparty coming, and we're just going to throw the doors open. We've invited all of our community partners to come, and it'll be sort of a big open house with tables for hands-on experiences with kids and families. We will be showcasing the videos that we have created with our researchers, and the zoo will be here. iTech, the library. I mean, there's so many different partners that will be here. There'll be a lot of fun happening.
We've been talking about the new interactive children's educational project that WKAR is rolling out now, WKAR PBS Kids 24/7. Susie Elkins is the interim general manager and director of broadcasting services at Michigan State University. Susie, best of luck with this project, and thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.
For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.